It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. If you're in an emergency, you call 911. But what if you're in a situation where making a call would put you in more danger? What if you're deaf and you can't call? Starting next year, Verizon customers will be able to text to 911 instead of calling. Walt Magnuson directs the Internet 2 Technology Evaluation Center at Texas A&M University. He says 911 centers weren't built for text calls.
In order for you to be able to make the calls, which is really the easy part of it, the 911 call centers have to be able to receive the calls, and that's really where the issue comes in. Most of the call centers that are out there today are really geared for voice.
Verizon's been testing a text to 911 system in Durham, North Carolina since last August. Since then, the grand total of legit emergency text messages received in Durham is one. Jim Sukup runs the program and says a big issue they're dealing with is making sure the person in need knows the message went through.
It's also one of the concerns on our end when we would text back to somebody. How do we know that they've read it or received it yet? They say they're real close, and that should be an enhancement coming in the next few months to where a read receipt be something that we would see at our communications consoles.
Sukup says Durham's had inquiries about the program from carriers other than Verizon, but only Verizon seems intent on building it out. Ed Price of the Interactive Media Technology Center at Georgia Tech says Verizon might be rushing it.
From my own judgment, I think they're doing a solution that is quick to market that doesn't solve all of the fundamental problems.
What kind of problems?
So when you call 911 via phone line or even via mobile phone, the 911 center knows where you're at. When you send a text message, the system does not know where you're at. So you have to be able to text to the 911 center your exact location, which if you're injured or in distress, you may not always know. No one has come up with a complete solution to that yet.
Is what Verizon is proposing to do, is that then dangerous if people are sending out these texts and not aware that their location isn't being tracked?
I mean, it's dangerous in a way that you run the risk of someone saying, I'm having a heart attack, send help, and then they can't send their location. However, if you're deaf or hearing impaired and you can't make a phone call, this is a better solution than nothing. Or if you're kidnapped and you have access to your phone, you can't talk. So maybe a partial solution.
Ed Price at Georgia Tech. I'm making a mixtape for the Boston Globe newspaper. I'll start with some Beatles.
Yesterday.
Folks at the Globe are getting rid of the words yesterday, today, and tomorrow in stories. Ooh, Oasis.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you.
Why dump those words? Internet. News stories get published right away online, and by the time they're in print, it's the next day. So today becomes yesterday, tomorrow becomes today, and the Globe wants to avoid an error slipping through. Oh, here's one from Annie. Wow, that was shrill and upsetting. From now on, the Globe will just use the names of days. So I'll include The Cure.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you, it's Friday, I'm in love.
This is Marketplace Tech Report for Tuesday. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic and encrypted online backup solutions for home and small business computers. Learn more at Carbonite.com. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.